إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about making choices, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to choose wisely, because in the end we have to live by our own choices. Now, in that context, I want to share with you a beautiful quote, and we talk about that inshallah. Advice of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullahi alayh, who said, a friend will not literally share your struggles, and a loved one cannot physically take away your pain, and a close one will not stay up the night on your behalf. So look after yourself, protect yourself, nurture yourself, and don't give life's events more than what they are really worth. Know for certain that when you break, no one will heal you except you. And when you are defeated, no one will give you victory except your determination. Your ability to stand up again and carry on is your responsibility. Do not look for your self-worth in the eyes of people. Look for your worth from within your conscience. If your conscience is at peace, then you will ascend high. And if you truly know yourself, then what is said about you won't harm you. Do not carry the worries of this life, because this is for Allah. And do not carry the worries of sustenance, because it is from Allah. And do not carry the anxiety for the future, because it is in the hands of Allah. Carry one thing only, how to please Allah. Because if you please Him, He pleases you and fulfills you and enriches you. Do not weep from a life that made your heart weep. Just say, O Allah, compensate me with good in this life and in the hereafter. Sadness departs with the sajda. Happiness comes with a sincere dua. Allah does not forget the good you do, nor does He forget the good you did to others and the pain you relieved them from. Nor will He forget the eye which was about to cry, but you made it laugh. Live your life with this principle. Be good even if you don't receive good. Not because of others' sake, but because Allah loves those who do good. Yeah. Ajib, the wisdom of our Salaf, and among them Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah is one of the greatest of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him and fill his qabr with noor and enhance his darajat. See the beauty of this advice, where basically he is talking about two things. One, he is talking about nurturing yourself. And nurturing yourself is in the body as well as in the spirit. So obviously it refers to staying away from all kinds of substance abuse, from all kinds of bad habits that deplete your strength, from eating good stuff, eating good food and so on and so forth, and taking care of yourself physically. And even more importantly, perhaps nurturing yourself refers to your ruh. Is to your qalb and your ruh, your spirit. And that nurturance comes from only one thing, which is the remembrance of Allah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, qala jalla wa ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the itminan of the qalb is from the dhikr of Allah. So nurturing of the spirit is from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which begins with the fara'id, with the fard ibadat, and then it extends to the nawafil. Nawafil in terms of ibadat, nawafil in terms of fasting, nawafil in terms of zikr and adhkar, nawafil in terms of charity. So this is what nurtures the spirit. This is what gives the inner strength that comes to your aid at a time when your physical strength is not enough. Many times you find physical strength might be completely exhausted, and still the person continues, and that is the spiritual strength which comes. So ruhani taqat jise hum kehte hain Urdu. So this comes from that Ruh has to have the taqat. It can't come from nowhere. So therefore, sustenance of the spirit. That's why I keep on emphasizing the importance of tahajjud. Make tahajjud farz on yourself. Let not a single day go where you don't pray tahajjud. Tahajjud also safeguards your Salatul Fajr. Because if you have woken up for tahajjud and you have prayed tahajjud, inshallah you will also pray fajr because you are still awake. So therefore, it's very, very important to nurture the spirit and to be careful with that. Tilawatul Quran, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make it a habit to read some part of the Quran, at least one juz. And those who are new and they can't manage one juz, then read as much as you can, but get to that. At least one juz of Quran, one para of Quran every day must be read. This is part of daily sustenance. This is your... Somebody asked Ibn al-Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to walk in the fields after Salat al-Fajr until Ishraq, and he would make zikr. So somebody asked him, why do you do that? He said, you want to deprive me of my breakfast? He said, this is my breakfast. My breakfast is to make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Salatul Fajr to the time of Ishraq. So this is very important for us to do these things. So Azkar, I keep on saying this again and again, the Azkar after the Fard Salah, the Masnoon Azkar, the Azkar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which are Muakkada, which he used to do after every single Fard Salah, do not get up from your place until you finish those Azkar. Finish the Azkar, then make dua, then get up and pray Sunnah. People have this habit, as soon as they finish Fard, they start praying Sunnah. Well, who is going to do the Azkar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The Sunnah that you are praying is also Muakkada. The Azkar you left is also Muakkada. How do you leave that? So, sit peacefully. If there is no sukoon in our lives, even at the time of Salah, then what a horrible life that is. I mean, imagine just what kind of life are we leading, where we don't even have sukoon even at the time of Salah. Where is the peace going to be found now? So very important for us to sustain and nurture our spirit. And then the advice that Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, which he gave this beautiful advice, where he said, focus only on one thing. And that one thing is, how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry about anything else. As he said, the worries, how do worries come? Worries come from conditions of life, halat. This is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khaliqu kulli ashiya wal ahwal. He is the creator of all the things and all the conditions. So there is no sense in worrying about what is going to happen here, there, the political condition, this condition, that kind. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If Allah wants to protect you, Allah will protect you in the middle of the worst crisis. If Allah does not wish to protect you, then the smallest thing will take you away. So, forget about conditions. Alhamdulillah, do what you have to do, normal precautions and so on. But other than that, there's no sense in losing sleep over that. So, don't worry about conditions. As far as sustenance is concerned, as Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah said, rahmatullahi alayhi, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said, risk is min Allahi ta'ala. Inna Allaha huwa razzaqu dhul quwwati al-mateen. Risk from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And risk is everything. Risk is your food, risk is your education, risk is your sustenance in terms of money and so on. Risk is your spouse, risk is all of this, children, all of this is risk. What is decreed for you, you cannot miss. And what is not decreed for you, will not get you. You can't get. So both are equally true. What has been written for you will come to you. You can't escape that. And what is not written for you, you cannot get it no matter what you do. So don't worry about that. Again, do what you have to do. That does not mean sit in one place and expect it to come. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds the bird, but not in the nest. So make your legitimate, reasonable effort. But don't exhaust yourself with that. Don't lose sleep over that. Don't get into a depression because this is not happening. All of this, no. Do what is reasonable. Alhamdulillah, we should do that. So as far as risk is concerned. And as far as the future is concerned, worry about the future. There are two kinds of things. One is worry about the past or sadness about the past. This happened, that happened. Past is past, it's gone. Khalas, make tawbah, go ask apology from people, whatever you did, and that's the end of the story. But the present is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Future is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is to happen will happen. It is not a question of any worrying by you or me is not going to change that. So therefore, don't focus any of this. Then focus on what? How to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Allah said, Fadkuruni, Askurukum. You make my zikr, I will make your zikr. wala zikrullahi akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this again. The zikr of Allah, that Allah mentions you, this is the best of zikr, because Allah is mentioning you. What is better than that? What is more honorable than that? So, focus on only one thing. How can I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala? So, what does this mean? It means that in every situation in life, ask yourself this question and say, what is Allah pleased with in this situation? Whatever that might be. In my current situation, wherever I am, what is likely to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more? خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have created death and life so that we test you to see who does the best of deeds. And as I have said many times before, this does not refer to haram halal. It refers to two halal things which has precedence, which is superior. Praying at home, it is halal, it is not haram. But praying in the masjid has superiority. So what do you do? You pray at home? No, you go to masjid. Similarly for everything else. In a particular situation, somebody is saying something to you. Somebody sent me a beautiful thing there just now, which I tweeted also. One of my dearest friends and my ustad, Maulana Ahmad Muhammadi from Durban, he sent me this beautiful quote. He said, the quote says, Har cheez ka sadqa hota hai, aur akal ka sadqa ye hai, ke jahil ki baat ko bardasht kiya jaye. Yeah, it was in Urdu, beautiful. He says, there is a sadaqah for everything, and the sadaqah for aql, for intelligence, is that you bear with patience the talk of an ignorant person, the abuse of an ignorant person, the talk of a jahil. This is sadaqah for aql. Aql wala aadmi jahil se ulajhta nahi hai. Ye aql ka suboot hai, ke jahil se uljhe nahi. That you don't get stuck with some jahil talking some nonsense. This is a sign of your intelligence, that you keep quiet. Silence is a sign of intelligence. The best response to somebody's stupid comment is to keep silent, not to get involved with him, and you also get lower yourself to that level. So very important to understand this and say that which is the best choice. So in this particular case, best choice is to keep silent. Yabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah said to test you to see which of you will do the best deed. Now apply this across the board. I don't have to give you a list of choices. You and I know what our choices are. What will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more? Just ask this question. Inculcate this into your children. Inculcate this into your friends. Just say this, even if you all friends are sitting together, and say, what shall we do? Well, what do you think will please Allah most now? Simple question. What do you think we should do? What will please Allah more? Because normally what do you say? What will you do? You look at what is more fun. Make it fun to please Allah. Criterion of fun is what pleases Allah. Why should the... Today we live in a world where the criterion of fun is which displeases Allah more. The biggest thing which displeases Allah is what is supposed to be fun. But for us Muslims, no. What is fun for me is what pleases Allah most. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala to enable us to live our lives in a way which pleases Him, and we ask Allah to be pleased with what we do and enable us to do that which pleases Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.